إن الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وهو للحمد والثناء، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who revealed the book to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not make any distortion to it. I praise him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted one and the high. And I thank him, it is he who deserves the praise and the gratitude. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. O Allah, let your blessing and your peace be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad and his family and his companion. Today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Qadir, the omnipotent, the powerful, the able. It's in continuation of our series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna. Allah's names and beautiful attributes are graceful. Humankind originally created in loving the competent. It is meek in the human's creation that weakness is for his own good, which will lead him to becoming religious. Some people respond to different beliefs to satisfy a desire in themselves. It came from their weakness. Verily, man was created very impatient, irritable when evil touches him, and niggardly when good touches him. Humankind, without realizing pursuit to a competent person for refuge and protection. Therefore, when the man seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he will complete his incumbent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to know him, believe in him, and obey him to gain the fruits of the worship. Allah is capable to do anything. The humankind has a tendency headed to the capable person, knowledgeable person who is willing to listen and hear, is likable by others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the fraud of the eyes and all that breast conceals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens if you speak, and Almighty sees when you move. Almighty knows when, even if you kept it in your heart. Moreover, if a person will seek help only if they are so sure that a strong power will hear it. It is pointless to go to a poor person asking for money. Instead, should go to someone who thinks that he might have it. It is an illusion to think that someone has it. Thus, when should we ask? We should ask to the one who listens. Added, we should pray to the Almighty that could solve our problems. Pray to the one who loves you. Stay away from the competent who goes against you. You should not go to this person. Instead, go to the powerful one who will have mercy on you. Once you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask in Him, it approves you believe in His being, hearing, sight, and knowledge, and mercy. Say, O Muhammad, to the disbelievers, my Lord pays attention to you only because of your invocation to Him. But now you have indeed denied Him. Nu'man ibn Bashir narrated what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the verse. Allah said, make dua and I will reply. Supplication is worship. Anas ibn Malik narrated, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah said, make dua and I will reply. Supplication is worship. Supplication is the worship. Once you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of your heart, and you are sincere of His knowing, hearing, seeing, and His ability to respond to you, He automatically loves you and have mercy on you. Therefore, you are a believer. For that reason, some of Allah's names are closer than the other names sometimes. So humankind is weak and needing, the man was created horrified. Meaning he is terrified, so protective of what ones have got in his hands. And the man was created weak, meaning your fear, your weakness, your apprehension, and your protectiveness of what you have got in your hands. These are the traits of the impatient, and they are for the best of your own good. Everything is in God's hand. The powerful. Have all your bride to Him. Is almighty, and if you bride to the one who dies, your bride is worthless. Once a believer, be proud of being Allah's believer, that makes him stronger than ever. It was mentioned, if you wanted to be the strongest among people, then depend on Allah. And if you wanted to be the kindest among people, then fear Allah. Believing in Allah is the most powerful that sends tranquility, stability, and victory. When someone believes everything around is under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands, it does not give any chance for fear and sadness, a place to control someone's heart. Having faith in Allah is the foundation of the psychological health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in all kinds of Quranic stories for us, and one of those stories is the story of Pharaoh, when he let the prophet Moses and the children of Israel go. In the Pharaoh's mind, was wanted to go after them to get them. The way it looks, they came unto a dead end. There is no chance to escape for the Moses and his people who were poor and weak, from the Pharaoh, who was powerful and petrified. The companions of Moses said, we are sure to be overtaken. Moses said, nay, verily with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so loving and caring. He wanted you to trust Him and have faith in Him. Assuring of Allah's victory is a sign of the believer. Our royal model, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had an interesting story when he went to Taif, the city in Saudi Arabia. People made fun of him, underestimated him, and had the younger folks throw rocks at him until he bled. In his way back to Mecca, Zayd, his companion, told him, O Prophet, you wanted to go back there after what they did to you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory to his prophet. In other words, by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will render victories is the solid ground of trust in him. Our beloved prophet had another story to teach us more about the name of the Almighty. When sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, there was a reward of 100 camels. Back then, it was a big deal to earn 100 camels for whomever will catch him and bring him back, whether dead or alive. A young man by name Suraqa wanted to arrest him and kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knew that and simply told him that he will come to Medina with him peacefully. Added sallallahu alayhi wasallam predicted that Suraqa, that he will establish an army to overcome Kisra, the king of Persia, and take over everything in Persia. Back then, Persia was one of the greatest countries in that time. Have you all noticed the whole world agreed against Islamic world? Any violent behavior is on this earth, whether if it was severe or not, attributed to Muslims. The whole world is against Islam. One of the media agenda is framing and giving Islam bad names. Whoever the strong, honest believer does not deteriorate. Allah will grant victory to Islam and his believer. So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior in victory if you are indeed a true believer. Nonsense, illusions that contradict faith. Disbelieving the following will contradict believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what goes on in this world. But a leaf falls, but he knows it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to demolish his enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable to do anything. Allah cares about what goes on this planet. Who is truly God to be worshipped in the heavens and the only God to be worshipped on earth? Allah knows what the disbeliever can do. And let not those who disbelieve think that they can outstrip, escape from the punishment. Verily, they will never be able to save themselves from Allah's punishment. There is a reason what goes on in this world, and it is actually benefit the Muslims, and that is a hidden blessings unlike the obvious one. Allah had completed and perfected his grace upon you, both apparent and hidden. Thus the most powerful fulfilled the heart with tranquility, integrity, and gained trust of Allah's victory. The most powerful was mentioned in the Holy Book and the Sunnah. The name was mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. It was repeated 30 times, for example, in chapter 30 and verse 54. He creates what he will, and it is he who is the all-knowing, the all-powerful, able to do anything. This verse repeated 30 times in the Quran, such as chapter 35, verse 1. Allah is capable to do anything. Chapter 2 and verse 26, say Muhammad, O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take the kingdom from whom you will, and you endure with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things. Whatever of mercy Allah may grant to mankind, none can withhold it. And whatever he may withhold, none can grant it thereafter. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Al-Qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes, the name Al-Qadir comes from the estimation, the evaluation, the availability or the capacity. Sometimes a person has lots of knowledge, it makes him very accurate in his evaluation. In other words, someone can be strong without knowledge or knowledgeable without capability. In some cases, a person appreciates someone who they do not love but is able to do anything. In other cases, people love incapable person. Blessed is the name of your Lord, the owner of majesty and honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty God. He has an accurate knowledge of what goes on in this life and able to do anything. People will have tranquility knowing He is the most mighty God because of His knowledge and power. The Almighty God's name runs the person's life in his daily routine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a decree that is from knowledge and power. It controls any person's daily life. Thus running to Him gives tranquility and peace. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. Meaning, hearts will rest with remembering Allah. And that comes from being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He subhanahu wa ta'ala gives health, money, intelligence, beauty, and power to people. However, He gives peace of mind to His believers. Last but not least, mankind is weak, poor, and ignorant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful, rich, and most knowing. The human being is weak. Allah is mighty, whereas the human being is weak. The natural situation for the human being is to express and show his need to Allah. And the situation for Allah is to strengthen the human being who expresses his need to Allah. This behavior from a human being expressing his need to Allah is a typical significant of him. Allah created the human being with this attribute of weakness for the good of human being. Since if a human being was created without this weakness, the urgent need to Allah, he wouldn't be need to Allah. Rather, he would be sufficed by his own strength, and this would lead him to his misery, being away from Allah. Thus, he was created in this specific way to show his urgent need to Allah. Then Allah will strengthen and support him, and he becomes delighted. Verily, man, disbeliever, was created very impatient, discontent. When evil touches him, and negatively when good touches him, except those who are devoted to salat and prayer. So verily, man, disbeliever, was created very impatient. The person who is very impatient is the one who is very worried. So the nature of a human being is to be very worried, very irritable, and very niggardly, and he is naturally weak. While if he seeks Allah's support and expresses his great need to Allah, Allah will bestow him strength and support. If he seeks Allah's support and expresses his great need to Allah, he becomes a scholar. If he seeks Allah's support and expresses his great need to Allah, he becomes wealthy. A slave is a slave, and the God is the God. There hasn't been any person who expressed his need to Allah, the Almighty, and sought Allah's support like our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still, Allah has exalted him and lifted his position. Allah said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. Have we not opened your breast for you, O Muhammad, and removed from you your burden which weighed down your back? And have we not raised high your fame? Two great lessons from the battle of Badr and Hunayn. So, whenever you show your need to Allah, He will support you. Whenever you suffice with your own powers and yourself, Allah will abandon you. A great lesson is extracted from the battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah has already made you victorious at Badr, when you were weak, little force. At the battle of Badr, the holy companions showed a great need to Allah, so He bestowed victory upon them. But in the battle of Hunayn, they were proud of their great force. So they said, oh, we are not going to be defeated due to being a little force. So at the battle of Hunayn, the Muslims said, oh, we are in need a great force, Allah has said. And on the day of Hunayn, but when you rejoiced at your great number, but it availed you not, an earth, vast as it is, was straightened for you, then you turned back and fight. These two great lessons shall be our example in life. If you supplicate to Allah and show your need to Him, He will support, strength, protect, and enhance you. But if you neglect Allah and rely on your power, strength, social position, or experience, Allah will abandon you. When you feel proud by anything except Allah, He will abandon you. Thus, is in some holy narration, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been said, if any creature resorts to me alone without asking any of my creatures, and all the inhabitants on earth and heavens plot against him, I will indeed utilize an exit for him. On the contrary, while if any creature resorts to any other creature and does not resort to me, even if this was his hidden intention, I do know his intention, I will deprive away my support and cause him an unbalanced state and close all chances and opportunities in his face. Thus Allah is mighty, knower, and rich. A believer resorts to Allah. In Arabic poetry embodies this concept, I have no means but my real need to you, by which I push away the need to any other thing. And I have no strength but keep knocking at your door, continual supplication to you. Otherwise, if I am sent away from your door, I won't find any other door to knock. No one else except you can reply to my needs. The real need to Allah exalts the slaves. When you show your need to Allah, He supports you, makes you victorious, exalt and enhance you. But if you only depend on your power and think that you can suffice upon your power, then He will abandon you. We could by no means be compared to the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were very proud of their force at Battle Hunayn. Indeed, they were the elite according to what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Verily, Allah has selected me and has also selected my companions. Although they were the elite among the Holy Prophet, but when they felt proud of their power and said, oh, we are not going to be defeated due to being a little force, Allah has abandoned them. What about us? Thus, Respectable brothers, Allah has said in the Holy Quran, and all the most beautiful names belongs to Allah, so call on Him by them. Allah is all almighty, the powerful, and the rich. What we want to emphasize on here is that a person should show and express his need to Allah. Being the rich and slave also should express his weakness before Allah, the powerful. Thus, unless we behave in this way, and unless we show clearly our full submission and submissiveness to Allah, we will never get any of Allah's perfections to be bestowed by sublime attributes. Oh brothers, we must recognize that our weakness before Allah is the positive incentive to us to be headed and approached to Allah. The most important point here is that the more you show and express your humiliation, submission, and submissiveness before Allah, the more powerful, scholar, and rich you become. Another consequence here is that Allah will exalt your rank and position among people. If ever Allah likes a slave, He puts His love in the hearts of people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone. He has no partner. The dominion is His, and to Him belongs all the praises and thanks, and He is able to do all things." Allah's power is related to every possible thing. The power of Allah is absolute. It's been related to every possible thing. Thus, if a human being was diagnosed to have a fatal disease, still he has his belief that Allah is able to do all things. If he was alone facing many enemies, he believes that Allah is able to do all things. Allah said, the companions of Moses said, "We are sure to be overtaken." Musa said, "Nay, verily, with me is my Lord. He will guide me." A man who entered the whale's tummy at night and in depths of the sea. When our Holy Prophet Yunus, alayhi salam, said loudly, but he cried through the darkness, saying, "La ilaha illa anta, none has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah, glorified and exalted. Be you above all that evil they associate with you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers." So we answered his call and delivered him from the distress. And thus we do deliver the believers who believe in the oneness of Allah, abstain from evil, and work righteousness. Is there a greater disaster than suddenly finding oneself in the tummy of a whale? When Allah commented on this event, He said, "And thus we do deliver the believers." Allah turned this specific event into a divine rule in order not to think that this story happened once and it might not be repeated. Thus, for the Holy Book of Allah, in order not to be a story, verses included rules and regulations. And thus we do deliver the believers. O brothers, having a desperate feeling towards the mercy of Allah, despair and be negatively fatalism believers, and keep repeating that Muslims matter does no longer exist, this word expresses weak belief. Allah the Almighty has said, "So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior in victory if you are indeed true believers." Knowledge is an essential requisite of Allah's power. Most of holy reverse of the Holy Quran, in which the beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, the Able, was mentioned combined with the attribute the All-Knower. Because knowledge is an essential requisite to the ability and power. To illustrate this, take for example an operating surgeon holding the medical knife. But the most accurate thing is his knowledge that there is a nerve here or a vein, so his accurate knowledge of the human body gives him the ability to carry out a successful operation. Thus, knowledge is among abilities requisite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, mentioned in many verses of the Holy Quran that He is knower and able, the powerful, and His knowledge is requisite to His ability. Ability may be random, but if it is accompanied with knowledge, it becomes an aware ability. This attribute is applied upon a human being. How about considering this attribute regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is narrated in Sahih Bukhari that La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone. He has no partner, no dominion, and the dominion is His. And to Him belongs all the praises and thanks, and He is able to do all things. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. With faith, no psychology illness occurs, neither does frustration, nor a feeling of failure, nor despair or shrinking. These all are the manifestations of turning away from Allah. However, a believer who strongly believes that his matter is within the hands of Allah, and that Allah does not bring but good, and that Allah is the only one who is able to exalt your rank or lower your rank, He is the only one who is able to humiliate you or to strengthen you. Moreover, He is the only one who could grant you or deprive you. This faith within the believer's heart protects him from despair, surrender, giving in. His spirit is lifted due to his strong faith that everything is under Allah's absolute control. Before commanding you to worship Him, Allah assured you by saying, "And to Him return all affairs for decision." So worship Him, O Muhammad, and put your trust in Him. Monotheism fills heart with security and assurance. O respectable brothers, our problems shall not be solved by our belief that Allah is the creator of heavens and earth. Rather, our problems are solved by the belief that all affairs return to Him for decision. It is He, Allah, who is the only Ilah, God, to be worshipped in the heavens, and the only Ilah, God, to be worshipped on the earth. And He is the all-wise, the all-knower. They have no wali, helper, disposer of affairs, protectors other than him, and he makes none to share in his decisions and his rule, and to him returns all affairs for decisions. The verses considering monotheism fill the soul with tranquility. So a person realizes that Allah is able while he is weak. A person realizes that Allah is stronger than your enemies, and he is stronger than any other power on the universe. He is the creator of heavens and earth. His is the creation and the commandment. A person manufactures a plane, military airplane, and he sells it. The military airplane is very terrifying. It may be sold to the enemy. Thus, the enemy may use it to bomb an alien to the selling country. But the previous verse is very accurate. His is the creation and the commandments. This means whatever Allah created, its commandments is His. The other verse regarding this fact is, Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the wakil, trustee, disposer of affairs, guardian over all things. Every terrifying thing is under Allah's control. To illustrate this phase, if you see wild animals that are tightly fastened by a secure, powerful, merciful, and just party, would your relation be with the wild animals or with the owner of these animals? Of course, with the owner of these animals. The same is said about this holy verse. With him, Allah, so plot against me, all of you, and give me no respite. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord, and your Lord. There is not a moving, living creature, but He has the grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path, the truth. When a human being is a monotheist, his heart is filled with security, tranquility, and optimism, and pleasure. This happens due to his knowledge that Allah is the only commander. The typical and nature of a slave is to show his weakness, poverty, and need before Allah. And the typical nature of Allah is to be giver, generous, and kind. Thus, the able, the powerful, is among the closest attributes of Allah to human beings, because he is weak. And human weakness is the real incentive of his being religious. Even for those who went astray and worshipped other gods beside Allah, they live in such illusion due to their weakness. But a real believer lives with his own God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir. إلهي أنت القادر الظاهر وأنت الشاهد الناظر أبرزت الوجوه بالقدرة العلية وأوصلت الأرزاق بالحكمة الرحمنية امنحنا قدرة على أنفسنا فلا نخالف وأشهدنا الكرامة على موائد اللطائف واسقنا رحيقا صافيا من لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله فأنت ولي المؤمنين وأنت على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأقم الصلاة.